Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Take a little shortbread, touching up fast. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, touching up fast. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I have.
There was a time in my life I thought I had to do it all for myself. I didn't know the grace of God was sufficient, and I didn't know the love of God was at hand. But now I can say, if you are discouraged, struggling just to make it through another day, you got to let it go. Let it all go. And this is what you have to say. Say, I release it and I let go.
Remember that, when you recognize that, when you see with real eyes, you will remember that you are only here for God. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean just sit on your you-know-what and don't be who you be. It means you step into action. And when you step into action, you can just relax and let go. You know, just let life happen. You know, there's so much going on behind the scenes that you don't even know, but you're getting stressed about the small things. You're sweating the small stuff. It's time to stop, because the stuff ain't going to stop until you do. Anyway, yes. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and we help you to reduce stress by making you laugh. Oh, my God, I think I'm clear. If it wasn't for laughter, I will be stressed up and stressed out. It's nice to have you here. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And it's such a blessing to have you, such a blessing to see you, to feel you, to experience you. And I'm just being part of this wonderful party, this wonderful experiment called life, because we need each other. We need each other, we need each other, we need each other more than ever to support each other to make the step, to live the life that we are proud of, to live the life that we love, to understand that, you know, life presents us with so much recipe. and you get to create and cook what you want out of it. You get to bake your own cake the way you want to bake it, rather than how others are telling you to bake your cake or cook your own food. And when you're satisfied, when you're happy with your outcome, then you're living from a place of alignment. When you remember that you're only here for God, then you really don't sweat the small stuff. You could relax and let go. Karen Drucker reminded us to relax and let go, release and surrender. Relax. Let go. Release and surrender. Right now. And if you can just do that in this moment, you got the whole show. You know, we're talking about reducing stress in your life, but if you can just relax, let go, release, and surrender right now, your body, your cells will be excited to start to do what they need to do. That your cells, your body, your organs, your muscles, they'll be telling you, oh, finally, thank you, we get to heal ourselves. We get to do what we really are here to do. Whew, you're getting cramped up in here. Karen Drucker, if you want to find out more about Karen Drucker, you can go to her website. It is KarenDrucker.com, Karen, DRUCKER.com. And after that, we had Nikki Harris and the Agape Choir. You can't come here any time of the week and not hear something from Agape. It's just the way it is. You know, when people download powerful songs that are a prayer as well, you know, I gotta have it. And there are other people doing it, and the more I find out, the more I'm going to be bringing it to you. But right now, Michael Beckwith and Ricky Pye is at the top of that list. No competition, just telling it as it is, because it's time to have a new way, to live a new way, to think a new way, to have a new thought, to realize, to remember that God is the only thing that is happening. Sometimes that makes sense. But it doesn't make heart. I made that up. You know, let me phrase that. It doesn't actually make sense. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It makes heart. Because in your heart, when you think of, okay, God is the only thing happening in my life, you can feel a sense of, so God is the only thing happening in my life, that everything that's happening is God? And your mind, your intellect, wait a minute, that don't make no sense. If God is the only thing happening, but why is this happening? But why? So it makes heart, but it doesn't make sense. Oh, yes. And then, of course, Nikki Harris, Agape Choir, as I was saying. If you want to find out more about Agape Choir and all the great work they're doing, the service, the teaching, the loving, you can go to Agape Live, agapelive.com. And for those of you who are listening to the show today on a Wednesday, and even if it's not a Wednesday, whatever day it is, the service is always archived. I tell you, if you have a bucket list, yeah, if you have a bucket, lift it up. But to lift the bucket up, you need unconditional love. If you have a bucket list, you need to put on your bucket list that you listen and watch Michael Beckwith in action once in your lifetime, if you haven't seen it. So Wednesday at, 10 p.m. Eastern, you can find out and see Michael Beckwith in the choir and all the other great stuff that happens at Agape. See what's going on over there. You also have, coming back to 7 p.m. Eastern, you can go to my second, Agape and Hillside. They're kind of like side by side. That's where I get to fellowship with great folks, like-minded folks. Hillside Chapel and Truth Center in Atlanta, Georgia, 7 p.m. Eastern. We stream services as well. So you can find out what the amazing Dr. Barbara Lewis King is doing. I mean, come on. Dr. Barbara is 81 years old. And that woman is doing the electric slide. She's still teaching truth. She's still running. Well, she runs on her own pace. But, I mean, if you see, you'll never believe it. That's what truth does. That's what happens when you start to, and you say, I am only here for God. I am going to reduce stress in my life. Wow, that's an interesting opening. So, anyway, so you can go to hillsidechapel.org, 7 p.m. Eastern, hillsidechapel.org, and then 10 p.m. Eastern, you can go to agapelive.com. And So what else do we need to say? That's the longest intro that I've ever done. Well, no, that's not true. It sounds like it to me. You guys know that. I don't know. I catch the wave and I just ride it. I ride it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at A. Today's topic is reducing stress in your life. We want to help you reduce stress in your life. We welcome all of you in the chat room, on the phone line. Joyful Tavern of Joy. That's such a wonderful username for you, Tamara, because you know how to bring joy. You are so funny. I don't even know if people know how funny you are. You are, in a nice way, like I say, because I tell myself I'm stupid, so not the bad stupid. You're good stupid. It's like, Tamara is stupid. Good Lord. I don't know. Your mind. You and I should do a comedy show one day. Yeah, I think we should do a show where we get people to laugh, but, you know, then that put pressure on me, because if it's a comedy show, then I freeze up. But if I'm just doing what I do naturally, then what needs to flow, flows, and just let it be. Yes, LifeConversationsRadio.com is where it's happening every day, 12 p.m. Eastern, and the shows are archived. You can download them. I've got some special announcements for you. Well, let's see. Monday, October 24th, we have Corby Mitlid joining us. She's a psychic medium. So we had Joanne about 2 weeks ago, I think about 2 weeks ago. Now we have Corby. Now the phone lines was jam-packed. We didn't get to everybody. So if you have somebody on the other side that you want to connect with, if you want to find out more, want to see if they're doing what they're doing, if they're smoking a cigarette over there, if they're still, stop it, okay. You just want to know what they're doing. Let me leave that alone. Make sure you're here Monday, October 24th with Corby Mitlid. I have to double check how to pronounce the last name. Something tells me I'm not pronouncing it right. Maybe I am, but, you know, it's a different name. Like mine, you got to pronounce it a certain kind of time. My last name, Annie Fawusha. You got to say it slowly. Annie Fawusha. Full name is, I'm really going to trip you out now, Ademola Annie Fawusha. No, I can't say it again. I got a show to do. So anyway, so when I see other people's name, because my name is not easy, it's not common, well, not common in the Western world, I'm particularly sensitive to different names. Well, I'm happy to see you guys here. So Corby is going to be joining us October 24th, this Monday coming up. Make sure you call in now and stay online till Monday so you can get through. And then Wednesday, I don't know, I'm doing that date thing again. Yeah, and Wednesday, last Wednesday of every month, as you know, we have Conscious Parenting. My co-producer is Michelle Brown Stafford. And we're continuing the conversation we started last month. Heal yourself. Help your child. This is part two. We didn't cover everything, and that's the ongoing topic anyway, but this is part two, and then next month we'll do something different, because we're just here to stimulate thoughts. That's 12 p.m. Eastern every last Wednesday of the month, and every last Wednesday of the month, ladies and gentlemen, what else? What happens at 2 p.m.? There you go. Ancestral Blueprints. One day, I'm just going to have my listeners, one of you, I'm going to select somebody to tell me what happens on the show. You may win. Actually, I got something to give away. Yeah. Let me go pull it out of the attic. It's quite useful. I just in a box. I got stuff to give away, actually. Because every time I go in, I'm like, I can give this away on the radio. But anyway, one day I'm going to have one of you, I'm going to choose a special guest to do what happens, to tell us what happens every month on Life Conversations Radio. And so we have Ancestral Blueprints. My co-host is Lisa Iverson. We are talking about the blueprint of your soul, your family soul. What life are you living out? Maybe part of the stress you're dealing with right now goes way back. Maybe a thought, an idea that was passed down from your great-great-great-grandparents is living itself through you, as you. But you're beating yourself up, feeling more stressful. Ancestral Blueprints, every last Wednesday of the month, 2 p.m. Eastern. And on the technology side, I have another announcement. I've been working. Now, you know, we've been having this issue with the website, the domain name, and we've resolved it. But I've kind of upgraded it. People are used to LifeConversationsRadio.com, so I want to make it easy. Now, to get to
the website where you can find out about upcoming guests. You can send in your testimonials and all the other things that we have on there. So much to even remember. You can go to lifeconversationsradio.com. There it is, lifeconversationsradio.com/network/network. So you have everything that you need on there. You can find out about the upcoming guests. And so even if we forget to mention it, you'll be ahead of the game. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. today's show, we're talking about reducing stress. And I am intentionally, consciously pacing myself so that I don't stress myself out. Because this is an interesting topic, and I won't even go into detail. But stress. How many of you are experiencing stress right now? Are you experiencing stress in your life? Yes, you are. I don't care what you say. You are experiencing stress on some level. But it's okay. Now, it's okay to experience stress. It's okay to experience stress. But when your stressful life becomes when the stress you're experiencing, when it becomes an everyday thing, it could be a relationship, it could be your job, it could be your life, period, and it's an everyday thing, we've got a problem. It needs to be healed. And today we're going to talk about things you can do, simple things that cost money, that doesn't cost money. But you know, here's the thing. Even though I'm going to talk about things you can do to reduce stress, what I really want to get to, and I really invite you to call in 347-426-3346, I want to get to the bottom of it. Because, you know, let's tell the truth and stay in church. Or they say, tell the truth, shame the devil. Let's tell the truth. We all of us know exactly what to do to reduce stress in our lives. We know what to do, but somehow we don't always do it. Why? That's the real essence of today's conversation. You know, I'm going to tell you, share some tools and things with you, what you can do, and it's not going to be new to you. You know about it, but somehow you're not doing it. So we want to get to the bottom. We want to get to the root of it. We want to go deep down and find that seed that's encoded with stress and pull it out. Because once you get to the seed, once you get to the thought, once you get to the bottom of the thing, the heart of the matter, when you get to the root of your stressful life and you can pull it out, or at least know where it is, you can begin to relax, to release, to let go. You know, it's a crazy thing. It's really, I mean, I was just doing my research and reading online about stress. I'm stressed thinking about it. You know, stress causes illness. This is one of the statistics I found here. Let me scroll up here. The Stanford University study conducted by cellular biologist Dr. Bruce Lipton concluded that over 95% of all illnesses occur because of stress in the body. Over 95% of the illnesses that we go through is because of stress in the body. So what illness are you dealing with right now? Do you have panic attacks? Is your heart out of tune, not having the same rhythm, and you know something's going on? You feel like, you know, you're hyperventilating. Are you feeling dizzy? Are you feeling depressed? Do you have chronic headaches? There's some of the things that's listed. Chronic fatigue, PMS, not that I know anything about that, so I won't talk much about that because it would be pretty arrogant of me to talk about PMS. But I've experienced other people going through it. But we won't do that because I'm not qualified to talk about PMS. But here's the thing. The point of this is stress causes a lot of illness in our body. Headache, migraine. And stress comes in so many ways. You know, I'm going to leave this one. I'm going to leave it till the end. There are many ways that I want to just kind of string this along. I don't want you to feel too stressful, but too stressed out. But I want to string it along. You know, there are many things that cause stress in our lives. We can talk about the traffic. We can talk about the environment where we work. We can talk about not having enough money to do the things that we want to do. Now, our relationship, the state of the economy, the condition or the school system. There's so many things we can list that cause stress, and they do. But there's something else behind that. That is the main source of the stress that we experience. I'm not good at stringing people along, so I'm really have to be patient with this because I may let it slip out. And I don't want it to. I want to string it along. I'm actually going to string it along and take a break. Actually, let me see. Okay, I like this. So now, the number is 347-426-3346. And I want to give something away. I think it's a book or a CD. But before I do that, I want to invite you. You may not want to do this because you want to win the gift. But I want to invite you to share the show with your friends right now, people who are listening, your friends, your family, your coworkers, by tweeting the show, texting the show, sharing on social media, networks, websites. On this page, if you listen online, there's a like button. Click that. That's important. But the most important thing that I want you to do as well, both are important, because when you click the like, it will post on your Facebook page, because I want you to do that. Then you don't have to worry about finding 10 people to send it to. And the other thing I want you to do is on Blog Talk Radio, if you listen to archive and you're not listening on your iPod or iPad or I know what, if you're listening on the computer, right at the top, when you're looking at the screen, top left, yeah, at the top, I'm doing my hands, I'm actually closing my eyes to see where it is. It says follow. Click that button. Of course, you've got to register in order to follow. Click that button. That will give you regular updates. You will know what shows are coming up. You know about the guests. Sometimes we don't even know what we're talking about until the next day, until the day off, sometimes 5 minutes before the show. So you get to find out. I know some of you don't really care what the topic is. Did you come here? You're so committed not to go a day without Life Coach a day, and you know it's going to be good no matter what. But it's always nice to have reminders. So you can do that. Now, the other thing I wanted to say is I'm going to give something away. And it's either a book, I have so many of those, a book or a CD. And I want you to tell me what is the real cause of stress. But it is hard on me because when I get in the flow, I'm not even thinking about competition or anything like that. Number 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. Woo, this is going to be fun even on me. So we're going to take a break. You know, there's so many things that happen. You can even have maybe you lost a loved one or you have a health challenge. But there's one thing that causes the stress the most. And if you can get to that, I kind of touched on it, but not really. So I'm going to take a break. And, this is fun. Laughter helps you de-stress. We'll be back. We're going to take a break, 347-426-3346. And no, you cannot answer in the chat room. You've got to call in, 347-426-3346. Another way to reduce stress is to just crack yourself up, like I'm doing. It's like, you guys probably not laughing, but I just think it's funny what I'm doing. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Something to help you just break up a stressful situation in your life, to help your cells dance and help you feel relaxed. UI Marcha doing, playing with that drum, doing amazing things. Dancing is healing. That's another tool. We're talking about tools already, but I just have to play this. Okay, we can funga later. Okay, we welcome everybody, and we thank you for being here. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade and Life Conversations Radio. Today we are talking about reducing stress in your life. What is stressing you out? What is getting your nerves? Ooh, you know, what makes you want to slap somebody? So we've got a competition going along. Oh, I need to tell you this. See, when I'm by myself, there's so much that I have to do. I need to have a camera. No. We're not doing it. We're absolutely not doing it. What am I talking about? But I'll tell you what's going on, but we're not having the camera in here. But there's so many things. Betty's not here today because she had an appointment. But we just let Betty do what she does because she's always working hard behind the scenes. I guess she's taking a break. She told me she has an appointment she can't change. But I think she's just had enough of me. But she's not here. She'll be joining us tomorrow for Ask Life Coach Ade. So today, we're talking reducing stress in your life. The competition is, what is the main source, the main cause of stress in your life? 347-426-3346. So how does stress show up? Let's talk about that, then we'll do the competition. Make sure you press 1 on the keypad. Like I said, I give away a book or CD. I don't know. Maybe both. We'll see. how stress is showing up in our life. It shows up in so many ways. It's interesting that we live in a society now where we have gadgets that are supposed to help us live a life where things are easier. You know, we have access to everything. We've got everything we want. But we cannot hide from this thing called stress. It finds us. It tracks us down. We stress about all kinds of things. We stress about friends, money, children, friends, our health. We stress about our spiritual beliefs, our religious beliefs, our relationship. We stress about steps that we want to make. We stress about living our purpose, our passion. You know, we stress if we're going to die soon. We stress if we're going to be old. We stress if we have enough time. We stress if we, you know, we just stress and stress and stress, and the stress just leads to more stress. We get depressed. We beat ourselves up. We say we know we shouldn't be thinking like that, but it just goes on and on and on and on. What can we do to start changing that? The first thing I would say, one of the most important things, as I said before the break, we know the effects of stress. We know what it causes, that it causes illness. You know, the statistics that I shared with you earlier was, let me pull this up, it's 95, over 95% of the illnesses are caused because of stress. And some of us, you know, we recognize it, but we feel like we don't have a choice. Now, sometimes stress activates you or wakes you up to make a better choice, to do things differently. But there's some people who just get so caught up, they get so overtaken by the stress that they can't seem to release themselves from the stressful situation. Or I'm trying not to give away the answer to what I'm looking for. This is doing too much. Okay, what I'm going to do is, so I can flow, because I don't even want to do this. In the next 5 minutes, if nobody calls in for the competition show, I'm going to move and I'm going to tell you what it is, and I can just focus on what I want to do. This is harder on me than it is on you guys. So anyway, so here's the things you can do. The first thing I would say is so important. I've shared it so many times, you probably know what I'm going to say. It's very, 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 very important to rest. To rest. And I am getting so clear, I am so clear about the importance of rest. You know, the rest comes with, some people call it me time. Rest can be meditation. You know, but the idea of resting, especially now, I've spoken to quite a few friends lately, and you know we're talking about this. Something is going on. Sometimes, you know, yesterday we had some technical difficulties, and some other days, the last few days, and I was listening to another radio network yesterday, and they were having technical difficulties. Slow down, coach. I talk with friends and things are happening and they don't even know why. People are feeling sleepy. I don't know what. There is a vibrational shift taking place, people. There's a vibrational shift taking place. It's a planetary thing. People are waiting for 2012. Listen, the change is already happening. When you aware of something and you don't take the right action, that can be hard on yourself. So there's a shift happening, and you can't think yourself out of it. It's happening on a spirit level, on a soul level, on a vibrational level. So how do you align with the shift? You commit to resting. Now, some people say, I don't have the time. Well, you will never have the time if you believe you don't have the time. And if you believe you don't have the time, don't worry. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep it going. One day, you will have nothing but time. And you may not like where you are. You may be in a place where you're just lying on your back. You can't get up. You can't do it for yourself. That's not doom and gloom. That's not to make anybody feel depressed. It's reality. It's what happens when we push our bodies, when we push our minds, we keep going and don't stop. After a while, your immune system is saying, I need to, you know, I'm designed to heal you. I'm designed to heal myself. The body says, I'm designed to heal myself. But it's kind of hard if you're not rested. Just because you go to sleep don't mean you're resting. You go to sleep worrying about what you're going to do the next day. You wake up worrying how your day is going to turn out. For me to do what I do, I need you to rest. I don't know why we're allergic to rest. I think I do, actually. I know why we're allergic to rest. Because we're conditioned to believe when you rest, you're being lazy. And if you ever attend some of those multi-level marketing meetings, well, actually, not all of them, but I remember going to one, and this guy was like, I'm excited. Doing, you know, some of those regular speeches, they're common, the talk that they do in some multi-level marketing. Not all of them, but some. Where the guy presented each other, you can just go for a boxing match or something. I see someone was having the competition, but we'll come to that in a minute. But he's all revved up and just want to, oh, I'm excited, and how you can make so much money and how his life is changing. And this guy, when I went, she said, you know, I want to tell you, sleep is overrated. I looked at him and I said, this fool, yes, I did. I said, well, maybe I didn't say fool, but this is what I think I said, so don't take that part literally. But I now when I think back, I said, this fool is tripping. Because it's actually, okay, just go ahead and say it. Don't think about it. It's actually a sick mindset. I'm not talking about the guy, but I'm saying it's a diseased mindset for us to allow ourselves that sleep is overrated. What do children do? What do children do? What do animals do? And there's a guy, I don't know his name. I was watching basketball last year. I'm kind of into basketball, but I don't know the name. And apparently he's one of the oldest in the team or in the whole league or whatever. And they said, what is his success? He said, I take a lot of naps. You know, they call him the old man. I think he plays for, is it the Lakers? I think it is. All you basketball people out there, if you know, help me out. But they asked him, he said, I take a lot of naps. I got to rest. When you rest, your body gets to heal itself. It's a lot easier for your body to heal itself. When you rest, your mind is clear. When your mind is clear, you can make better choices. When your mind is clear, you're aligned. When your mind is clear, you can interact with your loved ones. You can interact with your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your coworkers from a place of peacefulness. When you are peaceful, when your mind is clear, you can come from a place of joyfulness. You know, you will be present. But if you're irritable because you haven't slept, if you're irritable because you're stressed out, you're mad, your children are wearing you out, you're not happy with your life, you can't make others feel peaceful. Your presence automatically actually brings just people start feeling like, oh, my God, guess who's here? So the first thing, I mean, if you do that, you don't even have to worry about anything else. If you just commit to resting, for some of us, doing it twice a week is too much. But even if you take time to rest 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, an hour a day, that would be something that you haven't done before, and your body can start to relax. Now, let me go to, oh, Celeste wants to answer the question. I'm going to be really hard on Celeste because, you know, she's smart and she's very powerful. So let's see. I'm not going to give her any clue. So that's that way, once she answers it, if she does, I can move right along and I don't have to censor myself. The number is 347-426-3346. We are talking about how to reduce stress in your life. What is stressing you out? Maybe something's stressing you out and you feel like you don't have control over it. You feel like it's out of your hands, it's out of your control. There's always a way to deal with it. 347-426, let me assist you in living a stress-less life. Yeah, I like that, stress-less life. Stress. So what's the main thing that causes us to be stressed? What's that? You know, if we can eliminate that, we'll live a peaceful life. I'm going to be hard. I'm not going to give you no clue. So here we go. So let me hear.
So mean. Okay. My guess is from my personal experience. My stress comes from my thoughts.
Mm.
Negative ones in particular.
Yes, but I wanted to break out, okay, because you're so there, it is, and I want you to be a little bit more specific, your thoughts, and then what you develop into. I said I wasn't going to help you, but
I'm just a softy.
Okay, so your thought leads to you doing what?
Well, see, I can't say all thoughts, right? But let's just say a situation comes.
Right, and that's why I wanted you to really be more specific, because not all thoughts.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You know, a situation will show up, and I will have either two responses to it. I'm going to pull from Covey a little bit. I can be reactive, or I can be proactive. And I find when I'm being reactive, that's when stress gets born in my life.
Okay. All right. You're there, but you're moving slightly away. And now I'm not going to give you no more clues. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk some more, and I'm even going to challenge. Well, I'm going to give a clue out. Now, I can't give that clue because only a few of you would know if I give that clue out. Think about it some more, Celeste. Think about it.
Okay.
You're in the right neighborhood. The number one cause of stress. Let me think about this. It is. No matter how you cut it, shape it, manipulate it, there's one thing that causes stress. It's not the one thing that causes stress, but it's the main cause of stress. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I almost called on Tanya, but she heard it. She heard me call her psychically. Okay, because I was going to give a clue, and I know it's only people in D.C. would know that clue, so I didn't want to do it. So Tanya wants to have a stab at it. Tanya, how are you doing?
Hi, Aday. How are you today?
I am good. Okay, so what do you think is the main
cause? I don't know if I'm going to win this, but I'm just going to tell you from me. When Celeste said about the react, like you react to it, that thing that I react to fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what causes most of my stress, like the unknown, I fear it. I had someone tell me just yesterday, they said, you don't care anymore. I told them, I said, it's not that I don't care. I don't fear anymore. You taught me from me listening to your show, I live in the moment. Whatever it is at that point, that's where I am. I don't worry about what's going to happen later on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I don't care. I just don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I like it, but that's not what I'm looking for. I love that. So that's not what I'm looking for.
That's
but you
fine.
Can always press one again and come back. The main cause of stress in our life. Thank you, Tanya. That's really cool. You know, and then people will say to you, when you make a different choice, I really have to pay attention to what I'm saying here. I have to be. Usually I just flow and just let things come out. Okay, let me make it easy. Let's go to, this is fun. This is one with reducing stress. Have fun. Create fun in your life. Let's go to Tamara, the regular listeners. Oh, gosh. Tamara, what's the main cause of stress? What's the main thing? You can eliminate that. You won't have to worry too much about anything else.
Okay. I had like two like really, really big disappointments in the last 2 days. And I noticed for me that when I tell a story about being a victim of what happens, I get mad and stressed. As opposed to saying, okay, that happened, this is how I feel, and kind of flowing through it. So when I get mad and I feel like I'm a victimized by this decision or this statement that somebody made, I feel like I cause myself more stress.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me go to Donna. Donna, what do you think is the number one cause of stress?
Being in separation.
Okay, say more. Explain that. What does that mean?
Well, when you're not in your truth, like Tamara said, when you're in your story or when you're in fear and when you're not one with God, when you forget your source.
Okay. say the last thing again. Say the last thing you just said. You just said something. What's the last thing you just said?
What did I say?
Okay. Being in separation, what does that mean?
Not being one with God.
Well, not being one with God. Okay, cool. Anything else you want to add to that?
trusting, being in the noise.
Okay, trusting, being in the noise. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm such a softy. I can't even be mean if I try hard. Now, all of you, I want you to email me your address, wherever you want me to send something. I got something I can send to everyone. But I'm going to choose my winner right now. And my winner is Tamara.
Oh, yeah.
And Tamara, do you know what the winning answer is? You said it. You probably don't remember. But do you know what the winning answer is?
Telling the story of being the
victim
of what happened.
Stop right there. Tell the stories we tell ourselves. It is the story when something happens to us. It is the story that we make up. You know, that's why I said, Celeste was close when she said the thought and fear. And fear comes, when Tanya talks about fear, fear comes from the stories we're telling ourselves. And, you know, when we feel separated, it's the story that we're telling ourselves. Because when we check the stories we're telling ourselves, and that's what Donna said as well, when we live in the known, we're living in now. Tanya said the same thing. He just said, okay, this is what's happening. Then we get to change the story. So you get a special gift. Oh, I had an Oprah moment, but I can't give away no car.
Give me a car, baby.
You get a gift.
That'll cheer me up and help my stress.
So Donna, because everybody puts this back, I got something special. I got a book or a CD from Tamara, and I'm going to find something else for everybody else. So send me an email. You got my email address. I got so many of them, but. Thank you, Tamara. The email address. You can send it to ask@lifecoachada.com. ask@lifecoachada.com. So it's the stories that we tell ourselves. It's the stories that we tell ourselves that cause us to feel the stress. I don't care what it is. If you choose to see your life differently, no matter what is going on, you can begin the process of eliminating the stress that you're having in your body, that you're going through, that you're experiencing. Is fear. It's like, example, children. Children will touch and do anything. They'll put a spoon in a DVD player. They will touch fire if you allow them. They will go for a candle. And they're just giggling. They think it's funny because they have no story about it. They think it's just something to just try. But you as the adult, as the parent, you run and say, don't touch that. Because in your mind, there's this thing that if the child touches the fire, puts the key or the spoon or knife in the DVD player, whatever it is, there's going to be trouble. They're going to hurt themselves. And now, hear me, I'm not saying all of those things are not real, that you need to protect your children, though. Don't get it twisted, or you're going to be feeling real stressful. What I'm saying is the children don't have the stories that we carry along. They don't have the story. They live in the moment. So when I talk about that, if you can use rest, people would say, well, I just don't have the time. I wish I had time to rest. It is the stories that you're telling yourself. So next to rest, actually is number one, I just try not to say it. The first thing you want to do, the most important thing you want to do is become aware of the stories you're telling yourself, the lies that you're telling yourself. Are the stories you're telling yourself, are they life-affirming? Or are you using stories to beat yourself up? What are you telling yourself about yourself? What are you telling yourself about your life? What are you telling yourself about your past? What are you telling yourself about the future? What are you telling yourself about the relationships in your life? The romantic relationship you have or the one you want to have? Your self-worth. Just really sit with that right now. What are the stories you're telling yourself? And if your stories are one that beat you up, that are not life-affirming, you get to change it. You get to change it by becoming still and saying, you know what, this is too painful. See, one thing is if other people or when other people are causing stress in our lives, there's another thing for us to be the cause of the stress in our own lives.
We're having chronic headaches, migraines, flu. Let's talk about flu and cold. Now they're going to tell us this is the season. If you tell your story, if you allow yourself to believe that, yes, every winter, every fall, you catch flu and you catch all the other stuff, then that's on you. That's the story you're telling yourself. I would say to you, do whatever you need to do to find peace. But you can change the story that you tell yourself. You can change the story that every winter you're guaranteed to have a flu. And you don't have to buy it when it's been sold to you. When it's been sold to you, when you buy into that story, you create stress in your life. And I think everybody that called in, Tanya, Celeste, Donna, and Tamara said this. This whole thing about worry. We worry so much about things. It's not even worth our time and energy. Worrying is rehearsing what you don't want. On a deeper level, you're emotionally rehearsing what you don't want. So when you're rehearsing what you don't want, you catch an image. You have an image in your mind, your subconscious mind. Your mind doesn't know the difference between, oh, you're just worrying, or it's the past or the future. When you have an image about something that you don't want, your mind sees it as something you're focusing on. You're focusing on it, and your life will support you in making that a reality if you're not careful. Now, you may not manifest physically the things that you're worried about, but you will manifest instantly the result of worrying about things, rehearsing things that you don't want in your life. Your body will send you signals. You might be panicking, sweaty, your mouth is dry. I get that quite regularly when I'm preparing for my show. And it's like 10 minutes to the show, I'm like, okay, do I have everything to do? And I have to talk myself down, like, okay, stop. And sometimes the topic I'm talking about is I start asking myself, okay, so is this an example of a life that you love? Today, I had a moment where I was going to trip about if I had everything that I need for the show to start. But then I said, okay, so are you stressing about teaching, reducing stress in people's life? That brings me back into alignment. The number is 347-426-3346. And Tanya and Donna, you still have one. If you press 1 on your keypad so that you can put your hand down, unless you still want to add to the conversation. And if you do, I'll come back to you. And the number is 347-426-3346. Let's see. What else? We're going to take a break. Yeah. When you're feeling stressed, sometimes you have to know when to take a break. Right now. Let's call on Carly Jackson to align us, to remind us that there's no need to be stressed. There's no need to sweat the small stuff. No matter how bad it is, no matter how detrimental you think it is, if you see your life with real eyes and you know you're one with God, you can be at peace. You're internally led rather than what's happening in the physical realm, the external realm, I mean. But you got to remember that you're one with God. You've got to remember your true identity, that I am. I am one with God, and there's nothing anyone, even myself, can do about it. When you remember that truth, when you live that truth, you wouldn't even have to worry about the other steps that I'm going to talk about. 347-426-3346. Carly Jackson reminding us who we be.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Zammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex, so don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Give me love, give me love, love. Give me love, give me bad love.
how free are you? Because you love me. Listen to this. Ooh, and Sherry, hold that note. It does things to me. Ooh, that's music you can chew on, music you can taste. Because you love me, Sherry Marie. I just, I love it when people sing from the soul, and they sing from their soul, and they're not just singing just because they want to make money. They're singing what resonates with their soul, their being. It's in alignment with the truth of who they are. Sherry Marie, you can find her on Facebook. It is Sherry, C-H-E-R-I, Marie, M-A-R-E-E. Sherry Marie, find on Facebook. Because you love me, how free are you? Do you love yourself enough to set yourself free? That's the question. Are you living a stressful life? 347-426-3346. That was a good competition. I actually enjoyed that. Maybe we should do more competition. Ooh, yes, I think we're going to do that. But I have to ask something. Well, I don't know. We'll see what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to Betty tomorrow. Later on and see, you know. But that was really fun. So now let's talk about reducing stress, the things you can do in your life. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. So we talked about the stories that you tell yourself. Instead of telling yourself stories that beat you up, how about tell your stories that lift you up? Stories that are life-affirming. You get to change your story. You get to change how you see what happened to you in the past. You have the power to forgive yourself. You have the power to say, you know what? I'm here for, I got big things to do. My life was, my childhood was challenging. It was traumatic, but I am going to do something different about it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell a different story. I'm going to tell a different story. The other thing is rest, taking time to rest. If you think or convince yourself to believe in you don't have enough time to rest, guess what? Your body will make you rest one day, and it may not be pretty. So here's another one that I'm sure most of us can identify with. This itself, I mean, you know, talk about rest, the stories you tell yourself. This is really quite high up there. Declutter your home. I hear the rumbles. Declutter your home. There's so many stuff that we hold on to that we don't even know is in the house, right? We don't even know it exists. We don't know we have it. But somehow when we decide to clean the house and say, oh, I might need that. It's been there for 50,000 years. You didn't even know it was in the house. Suddenly you think you're going to need it. Declutter your home. It helps if you declutter your mind first, but decluttering the home will help you to declutter your mind. They can work hand in hand. We have so many things. We have things in the attic. We have garage. We have things in the garage. We actually have the storage thing that we have to keep whatever we keep in there. You know, maybe a television grandmother gave us, is very sentimental. We don't even use it. We got dresser drawers. We got all these things that we hold on to. Shoes that we like that, you know, can't quite wear it anymore. It's got a hole underneath. We're sentimental. It's time to let it go. Now, here's the thing. The things that we hold on to. No, actually, let me rephrase that. Not just the things that we hold on to. Everything that you, quote, unquote, own, owns a part of your energy. So right now, I've got this laptop in front of me. There's a computer here, especially this laptop. I use that a lot. This laptop has a part of my energy because I'm always on it. So if I wake up one day and it's not around, I'm not going to put that out in the universe. But you get where I'm going with this. So there's things in our lives that we're not using, the things that are not serving us anymore. It's time to let it go, to create space. When you create space in your life, physically, in your environment, you get to create space in your mind, in your spirit.
You get to see clearly. You get to experience and enjoy your house. You have a choice. It is the story you get to change the stories you tell yourself. When you change the story, you know that you have enough time to rest. And when you rest, you have more strength. You can come from a stronger, from a grounded place to say, this is time to tackle this room today. Another thing we can do, we know this, taking a walk. Now, we all live in different neighborhoods where sometimes we don't see people walking. I mean, people even criticize you. You walking? You walk to the store? Why? And it's less than a mile away from the house. You know, walking is, I mean, it's one thing to walk when you're going to work and or you actually running an errand. But it's another thing to walk just for the sake of walking. I've realized that. At times when I just go for a walk and I'm not going anywhere in particular. I don't even know which street I'm going to take. I just walk just to de-stress, to align. And I start to find that, you know, ideas come up for me. Solutions to things that I'm working with, struggling with, just start to come up out of nowhere. It's like, oh, yeah, I have great ideas because the walking, being in motion, frees you up. You're looking at the trees, the birds, you're looking at the cars. You're looking at things from a different perspective. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, you're going to keep getting the same results over and over and over again. And, yes, you know it. It is straight-up insanity. We think if we keep doing it, one day something will shift. Here's another tool that will help you eliminate stress. Action. Taking action. Now, it can sound counterintuitive, like, well, you said rest. Now you're saying take action. How does that work? It actually works. Now, action is not always about doing something. I got to do something. I can't just sit here. Sometimes the action is taking action to be still. Sometimes the action is to have a conversation with a loved one that you've been afraid to have with them because you didn't know how they're going to receive it. Sometimes the action is to take a different route to work. Sometimes the action could be, life coach Ade, to go to bed early. And, you know, especially for me, I know what keeps me up. Now, first of all, the first thing that keeps me up the most is I'm a night owl. And I, for whatever reason, I do intend of changing that. Why? Because I don't know. Now, that's, I have to coach myself on this one. Okay, so I know I'm a night owl. I work late at night. I get things done. I like it when it's quiet. But somehow I'm telling myself, oh, this is going to be fun. Folks, stay with me. You might learn something from this. But then I keep the story I'm telling myself that I need to go to bed early. Why? Why am I going to bed early? Let's see. Well, here's the thing. Okay, so this is kind of crazy, but let's live from a place of authenticity here to be an example of what I'm teaching. I think part of it is for me. I have convinced my I got it. Wow, this is a trip. I'm having a light bulb moment. I'm coaching myself. I have convinced myself that I have so much to do that there isn't enough time. So my solution is if I go to bed early, I can wake up early, then I'll have time to do the things I want to do. Okay, some of you may agree with that idea. But here's the thing. The real issue is not that I have more time. The real issue is I've allowed myself to believe that there isn't enough time. I've shared it before, actually, when Kelly, my coach, was on here about a month ago. I had this conversation in my head that there isn't enough time. Now, the conversation is running in the back of my mind, back of my head, saying there isn't enough time. And I have tools to bring me back into the moment, saying you can only just do one thing at a time. But there's this taskmaster that's always saying, there's enough time. So now I have been actually telling myself I'm going to go to bed early. I tried 12 o'clock. That didn't work. So I tried 1 o'clock, that didn't work. And I kind of got discouraged. So I don't even try 2 o'clock because I know I'm up at 2. Last night, I think I went to bed around, and then around 2-ish. So that wasn't too bad. So how do I stop stressing my own self out, believing? I got to stop believing that there isn't enough time. You know, we are our own worst enemy. And, you know, if we just talk about the stories we tell ourselves, that would take care of so many other things that we deal with, the challenges that we experience. Now, we can take time to go for a walk. We can take time to drink our favorite tea, if that's what you want. Take some time to read a book. But in order to read the book, to declutter, to rest, we've got to get to the root, and the root is the stories that you're telling yourself. Now, we can pretend that everything is all well and good and all that stuff, but deep down in your mind, in your subconscious mind, there's a program that is telling you to do it, that is actually, it's like a program on a computer that it knows nothing else to do but the program that you put into it. So if you have a program, and in my case, I'm having a moment here. Wow. Okay. Maybe I'll share that, but if you have a stay with me, folks. I'm just having a moment about this time. What I was going to say is if you have a programming in your mind about something that is not working for you, until you get to the root of it, until you tap into the subconscious programming. We had Dr. Darren Wideman, 3 weeks ago. He was here, and he was reminding us that, you know, we can say we want to do A, B, C, D, and whatever, but the most important thing is getting to the root of it. Something happened when we were a child, something that we didn't know better, and then we allowed that to be a program, and it's running us as an adult. Now, I had a wow moment while I was talking at this whole thing around time, and I have to sit with this because I've always said there's nothing I can do with time. If I have time, I can do so many things. But I also, the flip side, I tell myself, there's not enough time. Now, while I was talking about this programming, I just had a flashback to when I was younger, when I was going to school. And I used to go to school with my friends. You know, we lived in we called it a flat in Nigeria, but it's like an apartment. So anyway, and we went to the same school. My friend and his brother and his sisters, you know, all of us would walk to school. Yeah, I used to walk to school. It was like 5 miles or longer. And then But anyway, we used to walk to school. It was not a problem. It was not a stressful situation. It was nothing to compare to. It was just a way of life. But what just flashed back to me is I remember, to me, it seems like every day I am always the last one to be ready. And then they will always call me, "Hey, come on, we're going to be late." Oh, my God, I hated that. I'm running from here trying to be ready, looking for my shoes, looking for my uniforms. They're down there waiting for me, trying to eat my breakfast. And they will scream my name, come on, let's go, we're going to be late. And they are literally yelling my name, I'm not joking. And I used to be worried about being late. I felt shame. I was ashamed that other people know that I'm the reason they're late. So I've been dealing with this issue of time a long time. Ooh, I need some healing. Anybody want to lay hands on me right now? Maybe I need to go talk to Dr. Darren Wideman to do some work on me. Betty's always talking about, man, you're busy. And I'm like, no, I'm not. She's always saying, you're always busy. Every time I talk to you, I know I can tell you. I can say something like, Betty, get out my lane, okay? This is my life. But as my thing, okay, so in teaching people how to reduce stress in their life, I made a discovery about my own life. That's the joy of teaching. That's the joy of giving what you love, doing what you love, because you get to heal yourself. So we get ready to release the show. I am so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful for you guys joining me today as I heal myself. So what is the programming that is running you that is causing stress in your life? What is the programming in your consciousness, in your mind, that's causing you to have one disease after the other? What is causing the chronic headache, the migraine that is just on and on, the habits you can't break, the fact that you're always angry at people, people have a way of just getting on your nerves? What is the programming? When you take time to rest, when you take time to go for a walk, when you take time to declutter your house, your mind, you start to get to the root of things. And more importantly, you start to realize, actually, I don't need all the stuff that they're telling me in commercials that I need to have a better life. That even though I have 1,600 friends on Facebook, that doesn't mean I have to always check what my friends are doing. Because the truth is, I have 1,600 friends, and some people have more or less. But look at what we do to ourselves. If you have over 2,000 friends, we find ourselves sitting and reading other people's statements. Now, clearly, I'm not judging it because we, you know, I've been putting stuff that I think could help people recognize and remember who they are. But if we're spending an hour, 2 hours in front of Facebook, tweeting, and social networks, if it's part of your business, that's a different thing. But if it's taking you away from doing what you really need to be doing in your life, it's time to change that. It's time to change that. We have smartphones. We can get our texts. We can get our updates. We can get everything just coming at us, coming at us. Turn off the television, not because it's bad, just because you need time to yourself. Turn off the phone, but if you don't want to do it like me, you can just turn off the volume so you don't hear the phone ringing. Because if I hear the phone ringing and I look at it and I see who it is, even though I tell myself I'm not going to answer the phone, then if I see who it is, I start thinking, well, maybe something. I start making up all the stories. And then I convince myself and I answer it and I'm on the phone and I'm like, oh, God, I wanted to take some time out. So turn off the volume. Later on, you can see who called you. For some of us, we need to turn it off. I know people who go to bed with their phone on, and they complain about you waking them up. Like, that's got nothing to do with me. Now, some people say, well, come on now. I've got to have my phone in case of an emergency. Okay. But if someone calls you while you're sleeping, if you're tired, don't complain about them calling you at midnight just to say, what you doing? Don't complain them talking about, guess what I found out on Facebook? Guess what's going on television? Because you had your phone on. So there are things you can do right now. Simple things. Decluttering, taking a rest. And just as important, do something that you really enjoy, that you love, something you used to do when you were younger, something that brings you joy, something you're passionate about. If you can't do it every day, at least commit to doing it once a week. Do something that brings you joy. Deanna Van Zandt was on Oprah last week, where it was a webcast, and she gave Oprah a gift, and it was something she does. She says she loves doing scrapbooking. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. And she had this beautiful thing that said believe, and that's where she puts her things like vision board. There you go, treasure map vision board. She puts things that she wants to accomplish, things she wants to see in her life, she puts it in. The way she designed it, it spells out believe. Believe. And she gave it to Oprah, she said, and it's yours. And she said, I love doing this. It brings me joy. She said, you can never pay me enough to do this. Now, she said, I would never sell it. And I was kind of like, ooh, Sister Iyala, careful now, because that could be something big there. But that's her world. That's what she believes. She said, you can never pay enough for her to do it. She would never sell it. Yeah. And I was like, well, that's a strong of a declaration. But really, it really doesn't matter. The point is, she talks about how she enjoys doing scrapbooking and this piece of art. I mean, it's just amazing. What do you love doing? What do you enjoy doing? Even if you're going through and growing through a health challenge, you can find a moment to do something you enjoy. You can call your best friend and have a conversation. You can, here's one, you can watch a favorite program that you like watching, maybe something you used to watch when you were a child. Now, don't make it be a habit. Then we have an issue. But there may be a song that used to bring you joy, that reminded you of your childhood, thing that made you smile. Maybe call your parents, call your grandparents. Maybe the story they told you that always made you feel good about yourself. More importantly, it is about slowing down. Slowing down. Slowing down. And when you slow down, you can say the sacred yes. And when you say, when you speak the sacred yes, your life will change. Thank you, Teresa, for that segue. Okay. I'm reading something in the chat. I'm getting ready to release the show. Oh, my God. It's just, time just flies. There's never enough time to do my show. I don't know what's going on. I can't believe it's almost time to release the show. There isn't enough time. We've got to do better than this. Maybe I should do a two-hour show. Snap out of it. There's always enough time. Everybody has 24 hours a day. Everybody. Oprah, Bill Gates, you name it. Everybody has 24 hours in a day. And then we can move that forward and get real spiritual and say, as a matter of fact, time and space is an illusion, but that's another show. But anyway, I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And tomorrow we have a special guest. I'm still trying to track my special guest down. I'm going to put her on blast because she's in the chat room and she's not responding. She's away from the laptop. So anyway, you can find out what we're talking about tomorrow. I don't mind. We'll just go with the flow. Extend? No, I am not extending. I am not extending the show. I got a life to live. Don't get addicted to Life Coach Ade, but make sure you don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. Oh, gosh. Betty, I know you're doing well. I see you smiling. I see all of y'all smiling. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm having so many crazy thoughts go through my mind. It's time to just get out of here quickly. Before I say something, I'm going to want to delete or edit. So what's today? Wednesday, I think. Yeah, it is. I'm feeling goofy. And thank you. Who is it? Celeste, Tanya, Tamara, who is was going to get a special gift from me, and others would get you get a gift from me that comes from the category of I am just such a softy gift. Because I only wanted to give one gift away, but I couldn't just give one person stuff. So anyway, it's time to release the show. I mean, what do you guys think about the show? What do you guys think about the show? Let's see. What do you think about the show? Really? You feel that good about the show? Oh, I'm so touched. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And one thing you can do, find a way, find something to make you laugh, because if I was stuck up, oh, I would have been bent out of shape. Anyway, it's time to go. Be well, be still, be love, and be who you were created to be. Life is good, it's getting better. Let's do it again tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Another reminder from Carly Jackson. Where is she? She's right here. I can't help this. I got to play
it. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.